It is time to play Pardon the Gadfly. Daniela, let's get started.
Okay, question number one. Michael Weinerup says that it's crazy that Montgomery County, Maryland has to turn down federal Race to the Top funds because its long-standing teacher evaluation system doesn't include test scores. Is he right for a change?
Not only is he right, I want Rick to take back what he said before the show. You said, I hate Michael Weinerup.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of Michael Weinerup or the New York Times.
All right, but in this case, I think he makes a fair point. Makes a fair point, by which I mean he wrote a supposedly, you know, objective article that's clearly his opinion, which is that it was ridiculous that Montgomery County couldn't participate in Race to the Top unless it wanted to change its teacher evaluation system. And I think on this case, he's probably right. I mean, look, I don't know a ton about the Montgomery County system. It sounds like there's some evidence that they actually do remove ineffective teachers as a result of the evaluations. But, you know, here we are with this obsession about getting test scores into evaluations, or saying that it's got to be 50% of the evaluation. I mean, for God's sake, people, why do we have to be so prescriptive?
Let me suggest a larger point, which is that when Race to the Top was pushed out in summer of 09, I seem to remember a couple of folks writing about this. I think their names were Petrilli and Hess, mm-hmm. pointing out mm-hmm. that there were problems with glomming on to kind of the craze of the month, baking this into requirements for federal grants and insisting everybody who wanted a piece of $4 billion to promise to do some stuff, whether or not we knew how to do it well. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a fundamental problem in trying to transform teacher evaluation and compensation by not asking folks to do stuff that they can actually show generates results mm-hmm. or actually identifies low performers, but by fetishizing the use of test scores.
Maybe we should be against anyone who says they're going to transform education from Washington. Mm. In fact, I think that's a useful voter guide. If your candidate says he or she will transform education, you should vote against him.
If they'll transform it from Washington.
Yes, that's right.
I'm all for people actually transforming education who, you know, actually do education.
Yeah. All right. So if your school board president vows to transform your local school district, maybe it's okay.